reality of it is we got a lot of work to do. We got a long way to go. We just got to finish out the season with our heads up and continue to fight and, you know, continue to try to get better every week. You know, we keep falling short. It's a frustrating situation, you know. We're probably on one of the worst records in Jaguars history, you know. And that sucks to be a part of that, but it's one of those things you just got to learn from and bounce back. And, you know, try to win the next one, you know. Play the next play, be ready for the next game. And we got a big game versus the Patriots at home, you know. Sorry we lost this game, but got to move on to Tom Brady and the Patriots and start preparing for them.
How hard is it to just, keep trying to say the same things and do the right things when it turns out like this?
It's definitely like being on a treadmill, you know. You're steady running and not moving anywhere. So running fast, you can turn it up and you're still in the same spot. We just got to find our niche, man. We got to find some kind of way to win and some kind of way. Like even if we, you know, just do whatever, we just got to find some kind of way to win. And kudos to Miami. They came out here and they outplayed us. They took advantage of, you know, field position, took advantage of a lot of things, you know. So we just got to come back and do better.
You had some good things going again the first half. I know we've talked about that. It seems like a lot this year. But things just start snowballing the other way in a hurry.
Yeah, that's kind of the story. You know, the first half we always come out, do very well. Still a ball game in the first half. And for whatever reason, when we come back out, you know, we can't figure it out. And the team beats the dog out of us in the second half every year or every game.
Is there a reality starting to sink in here? I mean, you know, you can see there's a few weeks left in the season, but now you only got 2 weeks to try to write this thing. I mean, you really run out of time.
I mean, well, when you're 2-11 or 2-12 now, you know, there's very little you can do to right the ship. You know, it's a lot of things need to be evaluated, so to speak. And you got to go from there, you know. I mean, there's no more victories, you know. And that needs to stop being a thing, you know. We need to do what we got to do to win, and what that is, obviously, we can't find it out right now. We don't know it. So you know, we got a lot of things that need to be figured out, not just over the next 2 weeks, but you know, for the next year.
This one kind of take the cake for disappointments.
You know, we expect to win every game we come in and play, so this is definitely disappointing we lost. It's frustrating, but, you know, we got to do our best to fight and finish strong the last two games.
Running those first couple plays, did you feel like you got back in the groove right away?
Say it again?
Did you feel like you felt back into it after missing last week?
Yeah, you know, first quarter I think was trying to get my feet wet a little bit, and then, you know, after I got them two catches late in the second quarter, mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, here we go, I'm good to go now.
Those inside slants, you had to get hit. Did it help you?
Oh, I felt wonderful. Yeah. You know, I had no worries about a concussion.
Yeah.
I just wanted, you know, because when you miss a week, it takes, you know, a little time to get back right, I guess. Well, for me, it did, so.
What is it that works so well in between those 20s and then kind of bottles up for you guys, you know, when you get in that red zone?
We just got to execute. That's the biggest thing, you know what I mean? We get things going, like you said, in between the 20s. We get in that red zone, we have to buckle down and really execute our plays, and we can't kick ourselves in the butt with penalties and mental errors. So you know, that's something that we got to work on.
Did you think you had made that catch in the end zone?
You know, I thought I had it, but you know, my elbow came down before my other foot did. So it is what it is.
You're closing in on some Jimmy Smith marks, or starting to compare to 2005 season for him. I know it's tough individually in a team game and team loss, but does it mean something to you?
You know, most important thing is a victory. I don't really want to talk about individual stuff. That's not me. So I'd be lying to you if I said I wasn't excited. I didn't know what was going on. But, you know, most important thing for me is to help my team win. So I'll leave it at that.
Does it get tougher and tougher to say the right things and kind of do the right things when you've got a couple weeks left and only have two wins?
You know, I wouldn't say it's tougher and tougher, but, you know, that's your job. And that's our I guess our MO, coach tries to put us in our head, you know, do the right things all the time. So, you know, I wouldn't say it's tough. It is something we have to do.
And this one might top them all. Is there reality sitting in here that you're not going to be able to fix this thing?
I don't think so. We work too hard, prepare too hard. Eventually it'll turn. Can't keep doing things to hurt ourselves, you know. One thing Coach talked about was playing discipline, tough, physical, consistently. And we just didn't do that today, so.
You guys have made plays throughout the course of the year, but when you only have two wins, you never seem to make the play. How frustrating does that become?
Well, I think, you know, we've made plays, but we've also made plays to beat ourselves. So, obviously, we have to cut that out.
What is it about the third quarter these days? Is it just coincidence, or, I mean, it's been highly unproductive for you guys?
I don't know. I don't have all the answers.
What's the message now? I mean, you only got a couple weeks left.
Just got to finish out strong. Keep coming to work with a smile on your face and getting better. I think that's all you can do in this situation. That's what we'll do.